USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. airlines scrambling to implement President Trump's new coronavirus travel restrictions, which he announced last night. The president saying he will sharply restrict travel to the U.S. from more than two dozen European countries in light of the outbreak, which has been labeled a pandemic now by the World Health Organization. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have disclosed they're suffering from the virus.
Hanks said they were in Australia and felt tired with colds, body aches, and slight fevers. They were then tested and confirmed the virus. The 63-year-old actor said they will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Also, because of the outbreak, the NBA has announced it is suspending the rest of its season until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Global stocks and oil prices continue to dive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average losing over 1,400 points yesterday. Wall Street now in official bear market territory. Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management says long-term investors should just stay the course.
Yeah, stay the course. Again, okay. Stay with technology. Technology was the leader before the coronavirus. Once we get out of this pickle, out of this mess, I believe technology will be the leadership.
The coronavirus pandemic affecting TV programs, for instance, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, is the latest to say it's going to do away with a live audience until further notice. Tapings are done for the week, so this is going to start Monday. Several other programs have made similar moves. The U.S. women's national soccer team protesting unequal pay by wearing their jerseys inside out. Earlier this week, court filings revealed the Soccer Federation had argued that male players were entitled to more money because their job required a higher level of skill. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There have been U.S. casualties after a deadly airstrike in Iraq.
A barrage of rockets fired at a military base in Iraq has caused American casualties. A U.S. defense official says two service members were killed along with a British national. 30 rockets were fired at Camp Taji from a mobile truck launcher. 18 of them hit inside the camp. The rockets were similar to those used in previous attacks by Shiite militias. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is back in the spotlight, not for politics, but for singing. Palin was revealed as a contestant on The Masked Singer after she sang Baby Got Back while wearing a bear costume in last night's edition. The celebrity judges on the popular game show thought maybe it was Christina Applegate or Tina Fey rapping the Sir Mix-a-Lot hit, but Palin called it the weirdest thing she'd ever done. Said it was all about fun, though, and unity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.